Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Glad to be with you. We're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios. Find out more about your alternatives by going to davehodgesgold.com. We have a great guest for us and here briefly on the Common Sense Show. It's Peter Navarro, and we've talked about his situation and the injustice done by the J6 committee and the courts with regard to Peter, and we have him on to tell his version of the story. Peter, I want to welcome you to the show, and you're no stranger to my audience because we have covered this terrible, terrible injustice several times over. All I'd have to say is two words: Eric Holder and 14th Amendment. But anyway, welcome to the show. Glad you're with us.
Yeah, and Merrick Garland, he was held in contempt too, and he's walking out a free man. Hey, no worries, Dave. Good to be with you. Prison's in my rearview mirror, but it's a cautionary tale for anyone watching this or listening to this, because all I did was serve for 4 years in the Trump administration, creating jobs and saving lives. And then Democrats put me in prison for defending the Constitution. That's the America we live in. That's Kamala Harris's America that I don't want to live in. My mission now, Dave, is simply to get Donald Trump elected on November 5th. And to do that, I've got a book that I wrote. It was being printed while I was in prison. I wrote it, I started writing it after the 2022 election. It's called The New MAGA Deal. Subtitle's kind of fun. It's the unofficial deplorables guide to the Trump 2024 platform. New MAGA Deal. You can check it out at newmagadeal.com, Amazon, Barnes and Noble, the usual suspects there. But the point is that, Dave, after the 22 elections, where that red wave never came, and I think a lot of us were disappointed at the outcome. I kind of went to the mountaintop to figure out what's going on here. And there were two things I wanted to address in the book. The first is that we in Trump's America beat them in Kamala Harris's America on every policy issue. Trump is preferred on the economy. Trump is preferred on the border. Trump is preferred on law and order. Trump is preferred on strategic energy dominance. Those are the biggies. And it's important that people understand exactly what Donald Trump did for 4 years in making the economy prosperous and our borders secure. And
Yeah, we seem to have a glitch with Peter, and we've been having glitches all morning long.
it's written by former Trump officials, guys like Rick Grenell, Dave Bernhardt, who was the Secretary of the Interior, Russ Vought, the former OMB director. And what we try to do is present the policy case for Donald Trump as president in 2025. And if you simply compare what he has done, is going to do, to the woke agenda of Kamala, I mean, she knows nothing about economics, and she gave us the inflation crisis. She refused to be the border czar and instead pushed for decriminalization of illegal immigration, which pushes things in the opposite direction. She's a defund the police kind of woke folk. She's a defrack Pennsylvania kind of freaky folk. And of course, there's all that stuff about what they're doing to our kids in school that she supports, that Donald Trump opposes. So the new MAGA deal is kind of my weapon on policy. But the second thing, David, which is important, is it also is a pretty concise explanation of what MAGA means. The Democrats want to turn MAGA into a four-letter word. What it stands for is Make America Great Again. And I don't know how you can be anything other than supportive of making America great again. And the three principles that Donald Trump has embraced that underpin MAGA, going back to the 2016 presidential campaign, and I was with him there, Very simple. It's a strong manufacturing base that you bring about through things like fair trade and tariffs and Buy American policies. That's it. Okay. That's the centerpiece of economic prosperity here. Onshore our jobs, secure our border, and prevent a flood of illegals coming in to take our jobs. Number two, that's the secure border part. We do it not just for economic reasons, but for national security reasons. We don't want Islamic terrorists, Chinese spies, drug cartel kingpins, fentanyl pushers, or any of that in. And then the third part of the MAGA, what I call the Iron MAGA Triangle, it's the end of the endless wars, right? It's not getting us into a new Iraq, a new Afghanistan. And if you look at, that's the most sensible, common sense thing in the world. MAGA, that's MAGA right there. And if you look at what Kamala Harris and company are doing, the economy is in shambles with this inflation. People in Trump's America, you didn't have to choose between food on the table, medicine in the cabinet, books for your kids when they go to school, or a roof over your head. You got to do that now in Kamala's America. That's my mission. I hope people will check the book out. It's called The New MAGA Deal. NewMAGADeal.com is the website. Don
Okay.
Jr. is the publisher.
Okay. That's good. You're not going to get interfered with like we were this morning, technically. Peter, I want to go back to one thing. No. One thing that we've covered on our show is your relationship with the J6 committee, which you really didn't have one. From my stance, your presidential advisor, didn't you have executive privilege and you're immune to that?
Well, if you want to talk about how I wound up in prison, you go back to the something called the Jay Treaty back in the days of George Washington when he was our first president. And during the Jay Treaty, he went to Congress and said, "Look, I as president in the executive branch cannot compel you as congressman to come to the White House. And you in Congress can't compel me as president or my advisors to go testify before you. Just can't do it. Why? Because of the constitutional separation of powers."
Right.
And since that day, up to the time I went to prison, that was sacrosanct. What happened to me was I got a subpoena from the J6 committee. And President Trump invoked what's called executive privilege, which is part of the implementation of the constitutional separation of powers.
Right.
As soon as he invoked it, by law, it was not my privilege to waive. So I had a duty both to the president, my oath of office, and to the country, not to respond to the subpoena. And the third thing I said to the J6 committee was, "Hey, I'm happy to testify. Just go talk to President Trump and ask him to waive the privilege." So they never did that. Instead, they just held me in contempt. Democrat majority, right? So the Democrat legislative branch holds me in contempt, right? That goes over to Merrick Garland at the executive branch as attorney general. He indicts and prosecutes me. Despite a 50-year-old Department of Justice policy across party lines that says what I did was not a crime. So you got Democrats controlling the legislative branch, Democrats controlling the executive branch, and I wind up before a judge, Amit Mehta, Democrat, Obama appointed, his wife, I don't like to get family involved, but she's implicated. She's a big Democrat lobbyist in town. It's a family affair working their way up the judicial ladder. That's kind of how Washington works. He strips me of every single defense, throws me to the wolves of a DC jury. And then, worst of all, and this is why he's a scumbag, a scurrilous, unethical scumbag. Are you listening, Amit Mehta? I'm talking to you, sir. What generally happens in cases where there's important constitutional issues to be resolved in a court case, what you do is you release the person pending the appeal. Give them a chance to appeal first to the appeals court and if necessary, to the Supreme Court. Given the extremely important constitutional issues in my case, he should have released me pending appeal. He did not, so I wound up serving 4 months in a prison. Now, think about that. Every single person involved in putting me in prison was a Democrat. And then the person involved in keeping me in prison 42 days longer than I should have stayed there under the law, First Step Act and Second Chance Act, was a Democrat appointee of Biden running the Bureau of Prisons. So this is not America. This is communist China. This is imperial Russia.
Yeah,
This
I
is
agree.
Banana Republic. It's Pakistan. It's Brazil right now. And this is why this election is so important, because, as I said, the stage at the Republican National Convention, I went to prison so you won't have to. My case should be your warning sign that we need to change regimes in DC. And I can't think of a worse and more dangerous candidate than Kamala Harris. I mean, she's California, and California is not the rest of this country. She's incompetent. She's not dumb. Let's not go there. But she is, when it comes to competency, she's exhibited incompetence on a number of key issues. She's inexperienced, particularly on foreign policy, which is absolutely frightening. And then everything she believes in, well, that's the wrong word. Everything she says she believes in is against everything that makes sense. Price controls, for example, that's her latest thing. But the problem with her having no real moral fiber is that she, as soon as she figures out that a position might hurt her, fracking, okay, she's again, I'm going to ban fracking. And then she's got to win Pennsylvania. So, well, I'm going to try to get out of that, even though they got me on. So this is where we stand. It's not a good place we are in this country. And
Here, I agree with you. One of the most important things I think Donald Trump has ever said is they're not really after me, they're after you, meaning the American people. I'm just in the way. And you serve that example too with your un we've covered your situation on my show in some detail. I just have one question to clear up before we go back to how people get your book. When they arrested you, the reports we got said at the airport and these athletic FBI guys put you in leg irons and you were treated inhumanely in your first hours of imprisonment. Is that all true?
That's accurate. And by the way, when Donald Trump says that they can come for you, I'm standing in your way. The problem now is, they've come for me and they took me away. They're coming for Donald Trump. And really, what's standing in the way now, the only people standing in the way are the voters. The voters are going to be the ones who keep Donald Trump and themselves out of prison by putting Trump back in office. Do you see my point here? But I'm
Absolutely.
telling you, in some sense, this is also a referendum on whether Donald Trump goes to prison. Because I can assure you, if Kamala Harris is president, they're going to try to put Donald Trump in prison for a long time,
Don't you
the
think there's a
rest of his
danger,
life.
though, on September 18th with Merchan's sentencing date? Couldn't Donald Trump go to prison then?
That's a whole nother show. But I think to your question about how I was treated, when I lived in DC, I lived literally a field goal kick away from the FBI. I mean, I could see the FBI out my window. And there was absolutely no reason that they couldn't have come across the street, knocked on my door, and said, "Hey, we got a warrant for your arrest. Let's go." What they should have done, and what protocol is for this white collar alleged crime, would have been just to call me or my attorney, say, "Hey, report down to the court." That's the way it should have went down. But that's they were trying to send a message, as it were. That's what they do. So they let me and my fiance get out to the airport. They took us down in a gangway with guns, and they perp walked her out, tried to humiliate her. You can't be humiliated unless you let them, okay? She held her head high, but that I just not will never forgive them for. And they took me, first it was handcuffs, they take me down, then it was leg irons, then
Unbelievable.
in a cell that they enjoyed telling me was the same cell John Hinckley sat in when he shot Ronald Reagan. And like somehow me standing up for the Constitution, there's a some kind of moral equivalence with John Hinckley shooting Ronald Reagan. I mean, these people are disgusting.
No, they are. A
They
day
need
of
to be
reckoning is
put
coming.
down at the
Yeah.
ballot box, down like a dog.
I
Kamala
agree.
Harris needs to be put down like a dog, and she's part of that. She's got that chin jutting out, talking about the she's a prosecutor and this, that, and anything. The only thing she ever did was bury cases for Willie Brown when he came to her and said, "Nah, we're not taking these are donors and all that stuff." And then she put black men in prison for nickel selling nickel bags, proud black men,
I
and
know.
laughed about it, and then got high that night.
I know. Listen, what I admire, Peter, about you is you endured this abuse like a man. You've come out swinging. Most people would come out with their tail between their legs, and you haven't done that. You've come out swinging in support of Donald Trump. We have a lot to overcome. Illegal immigrant voting, the voting machines, I mean, the whole nine yards with voter fraud. But we got to get the people out to vote because I don't know if they can cheat enough to overcome this deficit they're behind. And the polls mean nothing. Peter, again, tell people how they can get a copy
Sure.
of your book.
Sure. The new MAGA deal, the unofficial deplorables guide, that's for you, to the Trump 2024 platform. So the new MAGA deal, you go to newmagadeal.com or Barnes and Noble or Amazon, pick up a couple of copies, give them to your friend. It's really the best way to defend against the critics of MAGA, as well as to understand the policies that Donald Trump's going to use to turn this country right back around. Dave, it's great to be with you, sir.
Yeah, I thank you for coming on, Peter. We appreciate what you offer to the country. Thank you very much.
All right, my brother. You take care.
Thanks. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show, and to our friends around the world, welcome. We are the show that's freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. We are really glad to be with you. My name is Dave Hodges, and we just had a little cutout glitch, but we'll get by. This is becoming commonplace on all shows from my side of the fence, and not just me, but many of my colleagues. I was talking to Chad Stewart, our guest, recently, and Chad said on an interview he was on, I lost him four times. Sarah Westall complains of electronic interference, as does Paul Preston. He's had to actually go into the radio studio to do his show. Because the interference is so great on his home system. So they're trying to block you getting the message, but we're not going to let them get away with it. We have an interesting segment here. Newsweek, the propagandist group that they are, they have come out and they've tried to make J.D. Vance look like a crazy, wild-eyed conspiracy theorist. And we're going to read to you a quote from Newsweek, and then I'll give you what Dan Bongino has said. I'll give you what my experience with the being a presenter of the Kennedy assassination facts for years and years and years. We will get to the bottom of this. Not very difficult, and it's clearly true that not only has the left tried to assassinate him? They're continuing to assassinate the character of J.D. Vance and Donald Trump. And I want to say this before we jump into our first break and then we come back. I'm really disturbed, and I mean really disturbed, by the fact that Trump's handlers are not giving him one simple message. Stop attacking Kamala's character. leave that to us. And we're not going to do a lot. I'm not going to do a lot of it. I mean, it's really clear to me she has a drinking problem. It's really clear to me that she doesn't know the first thing about economics, and she's a nitwit when it comes to economics. But they need to be telling Donald Trump, not Dave Hodges, not Paul Preston. They need to be telling Donald Trump, stop going after her character and go after what she has done. Or better yet, like in the case of the border, what she hasn't done. Donald Trump, listen to me. And I know some people in his group listen to this show. Number one, the border. Number two, her crazy communist economic plan of intervention. Don't let her get away with this without you going point by point. Number three, you got to talk about the fact that she's backed out of her debate because she knows she's going to get crucified as Comrade Kamala. And you can use that nickname. That's appropriate. But stick to the facts. Ladies and gentlemen, since she has taken over and they've tried to include the COVID time. No. Let's just start with the Biden-Harris time. January of 2021. What's happened to the economy? What's happened to food prices? What's happened to gas prices? You need to stick to that, Mr. President, if you want to regain your office. If you get into mudslinging, you don't gain the upper hand, because there are people out there that are so stupid and so ignorant. And I hate to say it, God bless them, they're valuable people, but they don't know their head from their rear when it comes to politics or economics. They don't know where to put the blame. Yes, they're going to the grocery store. Yes, they're paying 25 to 30% more for groceries. They're paying almost double what they paid for gas under Trump. But it's up to you, Mr. President, to point that out. Because see, right now, they're just unhappy with government. And Kamala, they dress her up as cute and wonderful 4 months after she was declared to be the worst vice president in history. All you got to do is stick to the facts. On what date did you go to the border, Kamala? No date. And what did you tell ABC when you were questioned, Kamala? Well, I haven't been to Europe either. What does that matter? How does the border impact you? Well, your kid could go to a party. He has a headache. Someone offers him a pill. It's fentanyl, and he dies, and he becomes one of 300,000 Americans that have died because of open borders, Chinese drugs, and cartel retail. That's why. Stick to the facts. Reminds me of the old show. You can still see it on reruns. Dragnet. Officer Friday. Just the facts, ma'am. When he's questioning someone. Just the facts, ma'am. Mr. President, you're making a big mistake by going after her character. And whoever is running this campaign either needs to change the approach, or they need to be fired and get someone in there that will hammer. Trump needs to get off extraneous mode and just basically freelancing and stick to the facts. Over and over and over and over. And he's not answering the question about lawfare. And I'll get to that here in just a minute. Go to our first break here. And I want to just share with you this amazing product. You know, could I have gotten by without the gel that allowed my knees to do things without blowing up and swelling for decades? Yeah, I could. Couldn't have got by without this. This took me off death row. In fact, we got a note here. Dear Dave, thank you so much for introducing me to the NanoSoma spray. I had severe bronchitis. After only taking this product for 2 weeks, it's all cleared up. I haven't felt this good in years. Thank you so much. Keep telling your story. No, I'd rather tell your story. And folks, this is not just about your lungs, because it's about improving how your vitamin C gets absorbed. That's immune system, vitamin D, immune system, and longevity. Okay. Supporting the telomeres. It's a great product. It's a great product. Everyone should be using it for either maintenance or what's going on with them. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, we have a really interesting discussion I started, and this is very interesting. The Trump campaign right now is flawed. It's flawed. I wish J.D. Vance could just inject what he says when he's interviewed to Donald Trump. Stop the rambling, which you can control. Kamala can't. You can't, Mr. President. And stop all the incessant name-calling. Comrade Kamala would be appropriate, for example. But leave it at that. Because when you're name-calling, it may be cute at a party. It's not what people want to hear from a presidential candidate. And you need to stick to the record, stick to the record, stick to the record. And there's something I want to cover with the media, because they're going to jump on everything that goes on. And this is just pretty, I think this is absolutely incredible here. Let me see if I can pull up this story here. These are from the propaganda artist at Newsweek. J.D. Vance appears to suggest, don't you love that sentence? Appears to suggest. These pieces of trash. I mean, you could insert anything. Appears to suggest that Donald Trump's a mass murderer, and then twist his words or use AI to do it. I mean, it's ridiculous. But anyway, the headline actually soft sells what J.D. Vance said. J.D. Vance is accusing the Democrats at some level of trying to kill Donald Trump. And I agree with him. Former Secret Service agent turned broadcaster Dan Bongino agrees with him. Dan knows the protocols way better than I do, but I know enough of them to know a setup when I see it. And clearly, Cheadle and Roll were in stand down mode on purpose, intentionally, and letting fate take its toll. But it wasn't just the Democrats that did it. We've explored the BlackRock connection through Austin Private Wealth, betting both sides. Trump's media is going to explode. That's a Monday bet, a pre-put option bet. Oh, no, his media is going to fall precipitously, and we'll make about $1 billion. They bet both sides. And in between those two was the assassination attempt. Well, I could go on. We've covered it ad nauseum. But I wish they'd just say, J.D. Vance is saying somewhere in this Democratic Party, they tried to assassinate Donald Trump. That's correct. Let me read to you the exact quote so we leave no doubt as to what was said. After saying that Trump gave the easy life up to run for the president, he said they can't beat him at the ballot box. So they tried to bankrupt him. That's right. All these cases, got to pay for your lawyers. And it's classic lawfare. It's classic. The federal government dispatched federal DOJ employees, like the number three guy in Justice, and he went to Alvin Bragg's staff. And it wasn't until he went did Alvin Bragg change his mind and say, okay, we'll charge Trump. And then they got Bogota Billy in there as the judge. And he's broken about every judicial procedural policy and law that you can break. No unanimous verdict. Wouldn't let Trump call witnesses that would have basically exonerated him. This whole thing was a joke. And I can't believe that Donald Trump has not appealed this to the Supreme Court. It's a mishandling. But anyway, continuing. They couldn't beat him at the ballot box, so they tried to bankrupt him. They failed at that, so they tried to impeach him. That's true. Two impeachments. No conviction. They failed at that, so they tried to put him in prison. Still are, still might. September 18th, Bogota Billy's sentencing is that date. Not an accident, not a coincidence in relationship to the election. And then he goes on to say, and they even tried to kill him, unquote. No, that's correct. That's correct. I'm not saying the Secret Service agents on the ground, but the scuttlebutt that's coming out of the Secret Service snipers, they were told to stand down. They were told not to interdict crooks. We're not going to go into all the details here because this thing would turn into a marathon. But the Secret Service was responsible for what happened to Donald Trump, the killing of the firemen, the wounding of two civilians. They're responsible. The FBI is responsible for the cover-up. And it's as plain as the nose on my face. And it ain't no different than it was in 1963 when we have presidential tapes where Lyndon Johnson and Hoover are in head of the FBI, were involved in a discussion. We're saying we don't need a lot of investigations. The Senate's starting one, don't need that. Let's just appoint a commission of people that will get us through this. The fix was in with a Warren Commission, which has totally been discredited. Now, the fix is in right now. I don't care what the FBI investigates, it won't be worth the paper that it's written on. J.D. Vance is correct, and I'm saying it too. The operatives behind the Democratic Party, the people that were running the Secret Service, all played their role in the attempted murder of Donald Trump. And they're acting like this is scandalous. No, it's a fact. And I guarantee you, they're going to try again. They're going to try again. Anything they can do to keep the people's choice out of the White House. And we've gone through the polls. Donald, I'm going to tell you what people have told me out of the Pentagon who know in their business is elections. They think that Trump got almost 80% of the vote if you cancel out the voter fraud. I'd say that number is higher today. The Democratic Party is dead. It's down to about 7 to 8%. Everything you're seeing with Kamala Harris is manufactured. Everything. It's about creating the image. It's like Hollywood. Ladies and gentlemen, you keep Donald Trump standing up, keep him out of prison. He's got a real good chance to win because I don't know that they can overcome this kind of margin. And they know it too. And they don't want Kamala. And if you notice that Naomi Wolf is starting to say what I've been saying all along, if her numbers don't improve, they'll either take her out or they'll find ways through false flags not to have an election under a state of emergency. It'll be one or the other if her numbers don't go up. And they mean the real numbers. We're going to be exposing some really, really bad stuff under the banner question, what will happen when Kamala Harris is president? Oh, trust me, this is going to be a doozy. And of course, you'll have your list. You might not agree with everything that's on my list, and that's fine. Let's share with each other and strengthen each other's knowledge because forewarned is forearmed. That means we can get ready for what's going to happen to us. So just before we go to our break, let me just share this with you. The Bible's prophetic and it's instructive, and we want to look at Ephesians 5, 11 through 16. And I think you'll see the underlying tenet of where I'm going with this. Don't waste your time on useless work, mere busy work. The barren pursuits of darkness, oh, they'll be exposed. Expose those things for the sham that they are. It's a scandal when people waste their lives on things they must do in the darkness where no one will see. Rip the cover off these frauds and see how attractive they look in the light of Christ. Christ will show you the light. So watch your step, use your head, Make the most of every chance you get. These are desperate times. Now, let me give you the literal Bible translation here on this. That was the English euphemisms breakdown, but I want to make sure we're sticking close to the word of the Lord. It's the same thing, isn't it? Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to shine the light on evil. We truly are. And we are going to show how evil is permeating us and how it's what it's going to do when it takes over next. Well, actually, evil will continue in November and be celebrated at an inauguration in January should Kamala Harris become the president. We're facing reckoning. And when Kamala Harris comes into full formal power, if she's allowed to. We are under reckoning. We're under reckoning right now. Here's what the right now is. From Joel 3:8, I will sell your sons and daughters to the people of Judah, and they will sell them to the people of Arabia, a nation far away. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will sell your sons and daughters to the cartel, and the cartel will sell them to places like Epstein's Island. We're already under judgment. We're giving a reckoning right now. This is what we're getting. And quite frankly, I feel badly for the children, but we are causing harm to our children. And you need to understand this is where we're at. This is serious, serious business. We all deplore the nature of child sex trafficking, but I don't think we really understand all the evil that's in the world. We have allowed it to come in the form that it's coming. So it's in the spirit of these two verses that we bring this information about what we can reasonably expect from a Kamala Harris presidency. I think the Bible speaks very clearly as to where we're at. And we can simply use common sense to come up with most of this, but we don't understand. As long as we fail to repent, we're going to get reckoning. And I just got a feeling in my spirit here. What does it mean? What does it mean to repent? Finally, one more thing before we go to break. We talk about repentance, and I think this really lays it out clearly. If you want to avoid the reckoning that's coming with Kamala Harris, we have to, as a nation, repent. All of us know, but a lot of us collectively, yes. Individual reckoning and repentance, well, okay, it can apply individually. But if you want America to go forward and you want your kids and grandkids to enjoy the fruits of what could be coming versus what we're already in the middle of, well, okay, I'm telling you how to do it. And here's the answers from 2 Corinthians 7:10. For the kind of sorrow God wants us to experience leads us away from sin and results in salvation. There's no regret for that kind of sorrow, but worldly sorrow, which lacks repentance, results in spiritual death. In our case, for a lot of us, it'll result in physical death, spiritual death to accompany. And all you have to do to repent is to say, Lord, I'm sorry, help me to change. Okay, and it can't be a get out of jail card where you're going to church once a week and you say, I'm sorry for all that I did. And then you go back to that week and do the same thing and keep repeating the pattern. There has to be progress and movement. And repentance means you're walking this way and you do a 180 and you go back the other way. And you have to ask the Lord for help each step of the way. Now, having said that, religious lesson over, let me share with you very quickly here. We're going to walk through several things that I am absolutely sure that Kamala Harris is going to do. And she is the reckoning for America. Now, I hope she finds in her heart to repent and she has a revival and she's saved. But right now, in the present moment, clearly the person that she is, who she is, what she supports, who she represents with the little puppeteers behind the scenes, it's as evil gets. But it's the judgment with the reckoning that comes with what she is. We have brought this as a nation upon ourselves. Now, take care of your own individual situation, but you have to be responsible too for helping your neighbors, your family. Come to the word so we can collectively save. It's absolutely imperative that we do this. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk to you about something in terms of who sponsors this show. And this is absolutely remarkable from my personal experience. We're brought to you by Magic Dicol, and they've got a starter pack, but right now the Metasomer gel is temporarily out of stock because of European changes, and that's where a lot of the manufacturing takes place, and their export rules tied to the Olympics that they didn't bother to warn people about. And you're seeing this all over the country. They'll have this straightened out soon. But this gel is, I rub it on my knee. I played basketball last night. That is something I could not have done for over 20 years. It's amazing what this does. The Metasomer gel, you've heard me talk about this a lot. I was in on death's doorstep. This brought me back, reversed the strip lung linings from the RSV that I had, and today I'm a new version of myself. Gave me my life. These products gave me my lifestyle. I want to invite you to enjoy the benefits because we talk about the fact these products don't cure anything. They build immune system reactions that are universally applicable. And if you want to be the best version of yourself, I just showed you how to do it. Okay, look, in one sense, I'm not apologizing, but I'm telling you to go through biblically reckoning, repentance, revival. This was necessary to show you that Kamala Harris is the judgment on America. Oh, Joe Biden too, but Kamala Harris, we will have seen nothing like this. We're ready to go from the fire into the frying pan. Now, why do I say that? It's my guess that Donald Trump stands over a 50% chance of being assassinated or thrown in jail on September 18th. And we're actually going to talk about that in a later segment of the show, but let's get down to this right now. I made some notes here that I'll refer to, and this is not a complete list. And I wouldn't say this is off the top of my head because I work in this area every single day. I'm so familiar with her, but I had to make some choices because I didn't want an hour-long presentation. So at least not in this segment. So let's get down to some of the things I think are coming. Number one, you're going to see, all things considered, a 40% tax. You're also going to see the effective elimination of inheritance taxes, inheritance by taxation. It's already happening with farms, already happening. And the old Trump policies go away in 2025 with regard to taxes, and the new ones come in, and it's about 40%, according to what the economists are telling us. Can you imagine having 40% less income than you have right now? Okay, continuing. This is just off the charts crazy. We are going to see $5 to $10 per gallon for gas. And if the war in the Middle East starts, you won't have gas. And you say, well, Dave, I've heard you say they're probably going to go into Venezuela under the guise of protecting the people against Maduro, who stole an election, and now he's brutalizing the people. Yeah. But whatever oil they get, it's not going to replace everything we're losing, and they're going to use it for their own benefit, probably to go to war. Okay, so you're going from minimum penalties of $5 to $10 a gallon for gas to where you can't get it. Number three, immigration. Well, the first thing they'll do is the Dreamers, you're in. By executive order, I declare. Now, there could be a battle in the courts, but if both houses belong to the Democrats, ain't gonna be no battle. And it won't stop with the Dreamers. It'll be Ollie Ollie oxen free. Everyone, come on in wherever you're at. We welcome all of you. And say hello to your replacements. Okay, next. We can expect martial law, dictatorial legislation to come in under a series of false flags. After all, they've got all the raw materials they need, 100 to 200,000 terrorists. And they've got the equivalent of seven divisions of Chinese soldiers here We've shown you the videos. We've shown you the still photos. Many of us are telling you what the Border Patrol is telling us. It's crazy. And this is how they're going to bring about a lot of the changes I'm going to talk about. You're going to get martial law related charges because we're going to be in a state of siege from Fifth Column terrorists and CHICOMs. Next, they're going to eliminate homeschooling. And this is a trend through Europe right now. Germany puts homeschoolers in prison. It's coming here. It's coming here if she comes in. Why? Because they need the government schools to indoctrinate you. And by the way, forget the pledge. Okay? Forget the national anthem. Forget the flag in every classroom. There will be no Ten Commandments as mandated in Louisiana state law now. There won't be any of that. It'll be woke. They'll probably come up with a woke national anthem. Love this one. Food. There's not much profit in us to advertise for food. There's not. So when I go to preparewithdave.com and I say that, okay, we're not making very much money at all. Certainly not to the cost per ad that we run. So why do I do it? Because I know what they're doing. They're putting the food in the hands of the Chinese and Bill Gates and BlackRock. And they're weeding out the individual farmer, generational transmission of farms. I just said that's being done away with. And they're going to force you to eat their diet. By the way, cattle levels are, what are they, at 80-year lows? Cattle, meat and dairy, gone. Gone. You say, Dave, where have I heard this before? Oh, that's right. 15-minute city, sustainable developmental goals, the World Economic Forum. And we're joining, and no one wants to talk about this. And I'm going to really blow this up next week. The Summit of the Future, the nations of the world effectively vote on de facto world government. And this is one of the items right here. How do you like your bugs? Fried or sauteed? Next on the list has to do with gun confiscation. I showed you an earlier verse about shining the light on evil, and evil will expose itself. The reason the people have guns is to prevent the 16 genocides that happened the 20th century, in which every one of them, according to the University of Hawaii ongoing democide project, all of them were preceded by gun confiscation. And Kamala Harris has said, I'll give Congress 100 days. And on the 101st day, I'm doing an executive order. Oh, and they'll piecemeal it. They're starting with the assault rifles. But Joe Biden had a quote. You may remember this. 9 millimeter pistols was in his rhetoric. They're coming for all the guns, people. They want to impose their will upon you, and there's not a darn thing you can do. And when they come to extricate the troublemakers in society, they don't want them to be able to defend themselves. It's the same strategy used in Nazi Germany. Medical rationing. Again, Kamala tells you, this is who I am. This is what I represent. This is what my puppeteers, when they pull my little strings, they tell me what to laugh about. They're laughing about medical rationing, healthcare rationing, Medicare for all. But wait a minute, if you're bringing in 300 million new people, how are you going to be able to afford it? Well, we're not. Well, wait a minute. These people get to go to emergency rooms for free, and I pay an arm and a leg if I have to use an emergency room. Kind of tells you what the priorities are going to be, doesn't it? America first is America last under Kamala Harris. The next two items have to do with speech. There's hate speech, and then there's speech of insurrection. Hate speech is simply to speak against anything they believe in. I believe in free enterprise. What? You want people to hoard and be greedy and cause other people to starve to death? That's hate speech. I'm a Christian. I believe that's hate speech. The Bible's already been declared to be illegal. The World Economic Forum is using AI to rewrite the Bible to take the hate speech out. Folks, yeah, this is where the Christian persecution starts in earnest. Hate speech. And then there is seditious speech. Kamala Harris is evil. She doesn't care about the, oh, that's seditious speech. Let's go to DHS speech designations. And I've covered this, and now this is where it fits in. There's misinformation, disinformation. Okay. You're telling a lie, and you know you're telling a lie. You're telling incorrect information, but didn't mean to. Disinformation. But the big one to be concerned about is what they call malinformation, MAL, malinformation. And what you're saying may be true. See, it's certainly not a defense on YouTube, is it? What you're saying may be true. However, if you're undermining the confidence of business and government, wait a minute, I can't criticize BlackRock. You're undermining business. I can't talk about the side effects of vaccines. You're undermining business and the government. Well, then you're guilty of malinformation and you're a domestic terrorist, according to DHS protocol. Now, is it statutory? No. It's what they're laying down as part of their agency policy to enforce when someone like Kamala Harris comes in, and either by executive order or if both houses of Congress are controlled by Democrats, this is how they'll bring it in. This is exactly how they'll bring it in. This is so scary, folks. And if you're a domestic terrorist, you're guilty of insurrection and seditious speech. And this brings in the NDAA, where if the president or their designee says this is terrorism, domestic terrorism, you lose all your due process rights. They can just snatch you, put you away, they can kill you. No one would ever know. They can do anything they want to you. This is why I railed at the top of my lungs in 2011 when Obama got this through Congress. In the defense bill, this was the rider. And every Congress has voted this in ever since. That's 13 years of blatant communist China dictatorial genocidal policy. And it's embedded now in our legal structure. Who do you think is going to act upon it? Kamala Harris, Day of Reckoning. Next. This is really the scariest one. And this won't even, I personally believe this will be in place before the election. With the Summit of the Future, September 22nd, September 23rd, and they're voting on sustainable developmental goals and all this other stuff. The World Pandemic Treaty is part of this. This brings the World Health Organization in to control your health care. Now, how many of you think that vaccine injury and death is real? Well, the research is on your side, as we have studies that show 3 out of 4 deaths today by autopsy, random surveying of autopsies, 74.6% of deaths tied to vaccine-related causes. This is why our lifespan's gone from 79 to 76. Life insurance companies are paying out through the nose for early death benefits. People dying 10, 20, 30, 40 years before they're supposed to. They're going broke on that end, so they're making it up on auto and home insurance. And when you ask them, they go, "Well, it's climate change." That's such bogus nonsense. They're losing their butt because of the vaccine deaths. Plain and simple. Oh, I won't be able to say that much longer. But the World Health Organization will come in and mandate these dangerous vaccines. You get them. And CBDC will tie into this. You don't get your vaccine, don't have your vaccine card. Well, I'm sorry, you can't buy or sell. Oh my gosh, Dave, is that the book of Revelation? Yeah, you bet it is. It's coming at you in multiple ways. And then, of course, September 22nd and 23rd, we basically vote to give the UN power over our country. So the World Health Organization, the United Nations, running America, and for that matter, the rest of the world, this is what Kamala Harris will usher in. And I don't even know from who in the United States is going to vote at Summit of the Future on September 22nd and 23rd. I don't know who's going to vote. I don't know their names. I don't know what agencies they're from. But do you think there's a fair chance that they've come out of the Biden administration? They damn sure haven't come out of the Trump administration. So what does that tell you about how they're going to vote? I pledge allegiance to the world in the name of climate change reform. I promise to give up all my resources, limit my breathing, my bathroom going, anything that could add pollution. I'll modify my diet to any standards they see fit. So help me, Satan. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting. We'll see you over there.